Here we go.
Oh, look, the battery held charge after all this time.
Awesome.
It's been on.
Well, this is Steven.
Yeah, this is Rudy. You know, we've never said who's who. Well, you know, my sister, who's probably listening to this right now, and Wajid. So, Rosalind and Wajid are the two only people that... Because my sister listened to all of them, and it freaked me out.
Wow.
Yeah, she was that bored at work, I guess. And then she was asking me, it's like, when are you recording another one? Like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was like, well, she's been busy, I've been busy.
And you refer to me as she? You just referred to me as she.
I said he's been busy.
No, you said she.
I said he. Your head.
Well, I would make a beautiful, beautiful lady.
No dispute here.
Say, I'll put a wig on you when you fall asleep. It's nothing strange.
It's like your skin is so soft.
I still can creep Matthew out. He always throws it back in my face. He's like, at least I don't watch people asleep. It's like, I only do it just to... And I'm not sure if you're alive or not. You would always creep him out. And I would just kind of look, like, I know he was about to wake up, or I'll do something to wake him up, and I'll just make him think I've been standing there forever. Yeah, so. And then I'm looking at him, and then he was like, open his eyes, you know, really slowly, and then I was like, and then just run off the room.
You just need to be standing there licking your lips and saying, yeah.
Bud really wants some of these french fries, but. The last time he got fed some other stuff that went his dog food, because he doesn't eat anything usually other than dog food.
Yeah, imagine that.
Dude, he
Bud
was...
Bud is a dog, full disclosure.
Bud is a dog. And he just shit, like, pudding. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm so glad you didn't do that inside. Because if, you know, we try to get back in time, you know, from work just to get him out.
Time.
God damn it, I want to punch you right now. That's it, we're done.
It was 2 minutes to 2 minutes in for a
Back to the Future reference. But some, you got to make sure you check your references, because they seem a little shaky.
Speaking of shaky, there's been a lot of stuff that's been going on. Like the earthquake was just... And it's still going on.
I saw some footage that's really, really creepy. To the interwebs.
He's going to get his computer, folks. Actually, I can just refer to my sister and watch it, I guess.
Does that LifeLeap have an app yet?
No, LifeLeap doesn't have an app.
Okay.
No. I wish it did. So it's just me and you, folks. Or the two of you. He's going to get his computer as slowly as he humanly can. I told him to leave it on the baseball game. What did he do? He turned it to ghost stories. So right now, the Astros... That's a road channel. 6-3-7. The Astros are winning. 5-3. Oh, it's the top of the ninth. No outs. I can finally get... it's not as funny if there's nobody else here. I'm going to post a picture of Bud. I think Bud will be our... I just took a picture of him a bit earlier, so I'm just going to use that as the image. Get it up on iTunes.
What?
Nothing. That's the computer you're putting down. I'm putting your phone over here.
Okay. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Just barely, but yeah, it's better than me just talking to myself.
You don't like dead air.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like dead air. For a long time, I considered just doing this on my own. And I just couldn't ever think of a good format, and it's like, I'll just be talking to myself for like 30 minutes.
It's like, I've got ideas, man.
I know, it's like, if I were like, Bill Burr does it by himself, but Bill Burr is hilarious.
Dude, Bill Burr is, part of me is like, is he serious? The other part is,
yes, he takes you way out there, and you're like, oh, no, I disagree with you totally.
And then I come around and I was like, motherfucker. I was like, you fucking just totally, like, did you watch Community? Did you see how Abed totally floored that guy's philosophy on who's the boss?
Yes.
And the guy, it was just fucking awesome.
Yes.
That show finally hit its rhythm to the point where it just like, I really like in Chevy Chase, it just kind of shows what an asshole he really is.
Yeah.
And like, exactly, he's like, you're racist, she's racist, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, we go to Indonesia, they're like Mexican.
Yes, Chinese, Mexican, yes, Chinese. Yes. The episode where it was Dungeons and Dragons. I don't even know.
That was awesome. Yeah, it was Dungeons and Dragons.
It's like, I can completely get behind it. The writing is so intricate. It's like 30 Rock writing.
Yeah, well, the what's his name?
What's the guy?
Troy.
Troy was one of the writers. 30 Rock writer, yeah. He left 30 Rock
to make
do that.
Show, yeah.
I heard a podcast with him, and he was talking about how his wife was like, well, okay. He's on tour.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
Yeah, he's a comedian. He's
actually, he's pretty funny.
And he does, and he raps.
Dude, come on, man. He's doing the Paul thing.
No.
No, he does that when he has to take a shit.
Oh.
It's not cute.
Oh.
There's like, no. It's like when you first one saw it, yeah, look at him.
Mm, yeah.
Then
soft
really,
serve.
Exactly. And it's like, motherfucker, that's your shit signal? So.
Sort of like mine.
Mine is a flinging action.
You're like, you go back to your, you regress back to your monkeyness.
I totally, I had to explain to my neighbor, she has a kid out there who is just horrible. Uh-huh. His name's Caleb, but.
Halo?
Caleb.
Caleb. Wow, that's a terrible name. I would be terrible. I would be an angry person if my name was Caleb.
There's a napkin rolls. Anyway, she was getting after her child because he had bit one of the other kids in the face because this kid was messing with him earlier.
Bit him in the face.
Bit him on the face.
Like Mike Tyson style or like the face? In the face!
Like got on his cheek, face. And, wow. and, you know, she like, you know, beat the hell out of him because she was like, he can't do that, you know? It's like, I gotta tell him.
Yeah.
But she said what he did that because the kid was, he did something earlier to him. Like, he grabbed him and was like choking him, but he didn't realize he was choking him.
Yeah.
So he waited,
oh.
And then fucking ambushed his kid. And, you know, she's like, how can he do it? I was like, well, you gotta think of this way. Right now, they're totally uncivilized little creatures, and they have that "I'm gonna bite you in the face" ape gene kicking in still until they remember how to kick in and control it.
It's the inner fish coming out. People always anti-evolution people go, well, why are there still monkeys? They should be saying is, why are there still fish?
At work, I remember I had this conversation. I had to break down what evolution was. Because before...
Break it down.
And, you know, the guy was just like... What? That's... Oh. Okay. After I told him, I was like, why there's still monkeys? Because he asked that exact question.
That's the most common question.
And I'm like, because they are an offshoot off of a common ancestor we had way back when, and we decided to go this way because mm-hmm. these groups ate certain things or are able to eat certain foods that they developed traits to get this food or something like that. So these branched off, became different from this different, and you know, explaining evolution how it just kind of mm-hmm. evolved. And just like totally, just like, you know, made him. I could see it in his face where he just like, wow, he just kind of threw me off there.
Blew my mind.
Pretty much.
Consider your mind blown.
It's free of charge, folks. Free of charge.
Except for this podcast, we're going to start monetizing.
Mm.
It's $5 an episode.
This is a delicious hamburger.
You know, if somebody were to approach us with sponsorship, I would sell out in a half a second. And we're like,
better.
Yeah.
No, man, we're doing it.
Stan, we're getting money. Twice a week.
$50 a piece? No.
28, 25 bucks.
Oh.
It's more than I'm getting now. I spent a lot of money on all this stuff. So yeah, I think
$350.
That's
not bad.
No, it's not.
Because
you had your computer out. And
shut up! I got interested in Big Mac philosophy.
Okay, so we were talking about that, because the earthquake, that was just an amazing, it was a nine. That's the largest earthquake in recorded history.
It's only close to 9.1 now.
It was, oh really?
It's kind of like speculating back and forth. Oh yeah, I can put this up here instead of holding my lap.
It's amazing how, because, you know, you see a tsunami on TV and blah, 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 but, or like in a movie. I just knocked his mic out. I got too excited. Okay.
Hot mic. Hot mic.
But just to see the tidal wave and how it was just all of a sudden there's no water, and all of a sudden the water just starts filling up like a tub.
This is like the most, you know, part of the video made me angry, but it wasn't because of like God's nature or fury. It was mainly because this Asian student wasn't holding the camera steady. But I was like, well, maybe just cut him a little slack because he's probably running for his life. So I'll just let Ping Ping just get away with the business one time. Could be Ping Ping.
Ping Pong. No, that'd be Chinese.
Kung Pao Joe.
No, that's still Chinese.
Kung Pao.
Kung Pao is Chinese.
Kung Fu.
But actually, technically, that's an American Chinese invention.
Do you realize like we're trying to come up with a term for a racist?
No, you are. I'm explaining Kung Pao Chicken. You're going racist. I'm explaining to you like the fortune cookie is an American invention.
That's why I think I love my wife. She's just as racist as I am.
Oh, good.
If not more.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Trust me.
This is Mike Adjust Theater.
Yes, it is. I don't know if y'all heard all that. These fries are kind of sucking.
I wonder why. They're McDonald's.
No, they have bad grease. What's today?
Is there good grease?
Yes, there is, sir. Because I was informed on this little trade secret from somebody who worked there. They said they have to, by franchise agreement thing, they have to change out their oil every week.
Oh.
And every week, they will come in and they flush it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the new oil is replenished on Sundays. So when you get Sunday fries.
Like
Sunday
Monday morning? Or
Monday morning or Sunday day.
Sunday afternoon, let's say.
They
like
are,
after lunch.
They are just like fucking sticks of golden perfection.
Oh, okay.
That's why a lot of people don't know that.
That's what my dad's company does. They render that grease.
Yeah. So.
Not that, it's a non-sector.
Actually, I want to know, that sounds actually interesting.
It is. It's actually, my dad talks about it sometimes, but like, when he goes into explanations of everything, it's like, oh.
Dude, had your dad ever thought of like submitting his job for dirty jobs?
Okay, yeah. He will now, because it's a very dirty job. It smells very bad. My sister's shaking her head. Yes, I can just feel it.
Yeah.
It's a very dirty job. It smells terrible. I mean, bone meal.
It's one of those jobs that needs to be done.
They bring in truck, like 18-wheeler trucks full of skeletons. Don't close it. Look up the video.
Ah.
It's like... That said, the Astros just won. That was my ESPN app. This is the reason I will keep up with the Astros this year. I have watched almost every game from the beginning to end this year. And I will keep up with the Astros regardless of how bad they are.
In the search bar, I have no fucking idea why I just typed January. Like, I don't know.
That's what's written on your underwear?
Yeah, that's about right.
Is it January when you put them on? Is it January when you go take them off?
Just turn, flip them outside, and just kind of shake the crust off. They do that whipping motion with the wrists. You can't see that.
I know, that was a visual joke. That was a good motion. But we're grown.
Yeah.
We're two guys in our 30s.
Say something else, goddammit.
I don't have much else to say other than look up the video.
I am looking up the video. I'm trying to go back a few days. Shut up.
Yeah, he was whimpering a few seconds earlier. I really should eat that peanut brittle. What? He's trying to talk. What's that boy? Lisa's stuck down a well?
We may have to take a momentary break. Because I think this is a cry for I have to take a shit.
Okay, well, let's pause it right here.
Yes.
So the video you showed me the other... It was about a month ago now. The crackhead toss.
Yeah.
I don't have anybody to show that to in the office.
Find it anywhere as hilarious as you or I did? Yeah. Did you see the one where that big giant lady playing Wii bowling?
No.
Remember I sent it to you and you're like,
oh, yeah, there is no God. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's what she was doing. I cut it off after she turned around. I was like, oh, look, I gotta go.
Oh, no.
No, it's happening. Shake That Bear. Did you ever see the Shake That Bear?
I've never seen the Shake That Bear video. I know what it is. I never
It's like, really? That's a thing, I guess?
I'm telling you, man, eventually people are just gonna have to jerk off just to a white screen because they have done jerked off to everything on the internet ever. I mean, pretty much, I mean, you gotta think anything normal you think of that nobody could ever have any sort of sexual fetish
like
to.
Eight web pages dedicated to it.
Lighter fish, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, there's gotta be.
You know what? Let's Google.
Take it to the test. Rule 34 in effect.
We're so groundbreaking.
Yeah. We're Googling things.
Would it be a Bic light or would it be like brand specific?
Zippo probably. Because that's
the Zippo fetish?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Let's see what we got here. Zippo.
Flash forward to tomorrow, wife using the computer. Zippo fetish.
Emo Zippo. I'm sorry, Emily Zippo. No?
There's probably a fetish of people who can't read web pages.
Bear fetish.
Oh, like a bear, like a gay bear?
Siskiyou Native American Zippo lighter bear fetish for, I don't know. That's what it says.
It might be like a bear, like a big burly gay guy bear.
Maybe. We can only hope.
Yeah, we're not going to find out.
No. I guess we found one that the internet even said no to.
Wow. That's something of note.
There you go.
Even
there's
the internet
something,
said no.
There's
that'll
something
be the name of the episode, even the internet said no.
Zippo fetish.
Zippo fetish. Or just Zippo fetish. Oh, then we'll be the first hit.
There you go.
Ah, there we go. The world has been changed forever.
Zippo fetish, you heard it here first. I really wish I could find that video for you, but let me find my idea source right quick.
Okay. So there's a lot of stuff that happened, and I wrote down all these notes, and then we ended up not doing it. So a lot of this stuff doesn't really mean anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Hold on.
Zoo volunteer arrested. Did you send me the zoo?
I think I did. See all that?
Wow.
It was just from a little bitty piece that I tore off. That was a little bitty piece.
Okay, so this guy.
It's all hot.
Child ran his parents place.
I think I did show you that one.
Yeah, what's the deal with Florida? It's, I guess the heat just makes you, because like, it's like the really, really crazy stuff. It's like, that's Florida.
Bye, guys. Bye. I don't know. It's true. What's his name? Girlfriend of Florida. It's America's Wang. That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
It's like almost any crazy thing is attributed to them now.
Yeah. I mean, the thing I like about Florida is it makes Texas look normal.
It does. It's like, there's,
there
like,
goes their Florida demo.
There you go. Just to take, no, just like, pick it up.
No, no. No, no.
Didn't sound right, but anyway.
Touch it.
Just touch it.
Oh, no, it didn't, did it?
No, it didn't.
Teenage Shark Attack.
That
chick
yeah.
is huge. And she has a whole movie out now.
No, but Keith.
And she.
Sutherland. But anyway, yeah, that chick got a.
Imagine how much bigger she'd be if she had still had her arm.
Hmm. Like, oh yeah, was it I E C Y? What the fuck? I don't even remember. I remember that we were telling her she can never do the YMCA.
Oh dance. Yeah, she could just do. She could never.
It was like the I. Was it I E C Y or something? Why would she go to do the Y at the end? But anyway. But yeah, we're just making fun of this one-armed girl who has a shitty little movie out that'll probably never be seen by anybody, but like...
It was a mainstream release, but I mean, not a lot of
yeah, of course, dude. It tanked like crazy. Do you even hear about it anymore?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
And she'll never be able to tell the story about how big of a fish she caught.
Nope.
It'll just be, I just caught one this big, and she held up only one arm. It's a visual joke. But you laughed.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
It was a pity laugh.
Yeah, whatever.
Pity, pity, pity laugh.
Oh, they're shooting an elephant from GoDaddy. Oh, FYI, full disclosure, this whole website and all my hosting is on GoDaddy because I got a really good deal for it about a year and a half ago. So I have 10 domains and unlimited storage, unlimited bandwidth on GoDaddy because I got a really good deal.
You got a souvenir.
So, what was it? The
God, that's sticky.
Even just that little piece was. So the, he's the president of GoDaddy that shot?
Yeah, he went and it was, he ended up shooting this elephant, and it's been a kind of a nuisance elephant, which is kind of, I guess, almost an oxymoron.
House. That'd be like saying the shark that bit this girl is a nuisance shark. No, you're in that elephant. You're in the shark's house.
Maybe he just likes white bitches.
Okay. Can't fault him for that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for derailing it again.
That's what I do, sir. It's like, is this the first time you met me?
I know.
You sound amazed every time.
I know. Every time it's like, we got a head of steam.
Can you hear me? Better, worse?
That's good. Okay. Right there.
And I think I was talking about the, I don't know, I sent you a bunch of stuff because I had a lot of free time last week, but this week I've been totally slammed.
When I was sitting here.
Like, but I think I've gotten to the point, remember we were discussing this, how that both of us have finally got to a point where we're not actually working, but we're working.
We know what we're doing enough so that way, I know, like, this week I knew something was wrong and I had to just go in and start working.
Yeah. Like, this, like, exactly, this whole week was just the fucking busiest week I've had in I don't know how long. And, like, just knowing shit that I had to get out, I had so many things just, like, on the back burner that I was fucking juggling, you know, it's like the amount of things that I got to do every day was just kind of stacking up, you know, and just time management, that's basically what it boils down to. But usually, you know, sometimes it kind of gets a little slow. So, you know, I mean, I'll have so much downtime usually. And, you know, right now, we moved different offices. We moved to a different floor. So it's not the same layout. You know, I don't have the, I know every which way everybody's coming. So nobody could really come up on me.
Yeah.
Because beforehand, I had a wall behind me directly. So you couldn't really see into my cube or see what I was doing until you came right up into my cube.
Yeah.
So always kind of
in my cube.
Up in my cube, son. Anyway, we moved to a different floor, but you can't see my cube coming from the elevator bank or I'm coming from the other side of the elevator bank. But I can't see who's coming behind me. So I set up, they've given out these stress toys at work.
Yeah.
These stress toys are just different things, different, you know, swag that they get from work that has their company emblem on them and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of use that to my advantage because being up on the floor that I'm on gives me access to a lot of useless swag.
Yep.
So I got some extra ones from that. And I went up there specifically to get it because I saw it and I had an idea in my head. I was like, how am I going to be able to get a pair of eyes behind me? And my friend on the opposite side of me, work friend, he decided, he's like, hey man, I've got this webcam they gave me. And the way he was going to do it, he was just going to set it up on top of his, you know, his cubicle that sits on top of his file cabinet. And the only thing I told him was like, that's a good idea. I like where you're going with that, but it's just too conspicuous.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, we want to go the opposite way.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you're right. He goes, because I think I have something I can fix it with tomorrow. And I was like, I think I could have something better, but go ahead and bring it. So, you know, he brought a plant that kind of faded in there, but it didn't want to match in and mesh in because like my boss, she was like, what are you doing? You can't have that up there. She goes, they don't want that up, you know, on top of the cubicles.
Yeah.
And I told him that, and I was like, you looked around, there's like nothing on top of anybody's cubicles. So, and I was like, don't worry, let me come up with something. So sure enough, the way I had it, I had just had the camera first, because he told me, he goes, hey, well, because I got an extra camera. He goes, why don't you go ahead and try, you know, take it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Sure. So I had it set up and everything. I had it right there where it was. It was kind of a position where it's under a file, of, you know, a little desk file thing where you just put the folders. You know, just coming and going. So
yeah.
Office supplies, just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it under there, and I have a couple of files on there, so you can't really see it the way that you're coming in towards my cubicle, but I can see you. Because it's under your eye line. Like when you're looking forward, you're not going to be looking down at it, and plus it's dark, so it kind of meshes, you know, in.
Okay.
But I still didn't like it. Still didn't like the way it was, because I was like, I didn't want a camera there, just... Anyway. Wow, that derailed the whole story.
I know. I barely heard it, too, because it didn't pick up too well on the screen.
What?
The whatever sound that was.
Oh.
Or the mic, I mean.
No, that's not what I
said. Hold on. What?
Nope.
No, I didn't see that
either.
Seven?
No,
it's... Well.
I don't know.
Oh. Dead air.
I don't know what's happening.
She has a thing for Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Seven is playing in the background.
Seven is playing in the background, Brad Pitt.
I walked in and he was looking this way and looked.
God.
That's mine. Oh.
I know, I wasn't going to use it.
I'm very paranoid. I know, I'm paranoid about don't touch my
You're paranoid?
Coke. Well, yeah. I don't like people touching my food or anything.
I'm doing a tea. I just
Even though we
napkin.
Went to McDonald's and some weirdo who was for FC touching my drink already.
Oh, anyway. So, back to the camera.
Okay, this, this better pay off really well.
Oh, it will. It's just really cool. I could.
No, I know. I know where this is going.
Yeah. Anyway, so the setup was.
Anger of the mind.
It is. So I just got to the point where I was like, okay, I can do better than that. And then, guy work with on the second floor in a different department. He came up bullshit with me, and to get his disc saver, disc doctor. So he's like, yeah. He goes, well, that's pretty cool. He goes, what you should do is crack it open and take the inside out. And I was like, really just clicked on my head because I was trying to figure out, I was like, well, I could put it in. What can I put it in? It was like taking apart never really occurred to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah.
Oh, so it's a foam ball, though.
Yeah. No. The camera, the housing for the camera.
Oh, I see.
I took the housing off of the webcam.
Yeah, you don't need it.
I didn't need it. You know, I had the component. It was already hooked up. So
is it USB?
Yeah, USB. Okay. So I ended up, I took it apart. Put it in, you know, what can I put it in that would look really good, just hold, big enough to hold it and not really too big to draw attention. And then, because that was the reason why later on I went to the, you know, skip ahead why I got those squishy things when I went to the, you know, get the free swag.
Yeah.
And I got a whole bunch of these little, they're computer monitor shaped stress things. So I was like, okay, and I flipped it over and I looked at it and it's like, and I started cutting into it. I can do it with this. It keeps its shape.
Mm-hmm.
So I just cut a hole in the bottom of it and just kind of squared it out and just started pulling out the material little by little. And I kind of just hollowed it out on the inside. And I cut a hole in front of the monitor of the screen. And I proceeded to go ahead and just kind of stuff it in there and just kind of position it right and sealed it back up because I didn't cut it all the way apart. So it fits in there really, you know, like really seamlessly in there. And I darkened because it was gray, but it was black on gray, so I still kind of draw the eyes. So I had to color in around the edge of the screen, so it's black on black, just like crime. And anyway, anyway, so the way I have it positioned, I can see everybody coming into the cubicle or even by the elevator bank before they're there. It's like, so far, everybody works like, how do you know who's coming up behind me? You know, I was like, I can smell y'all. You're just something equally mean. You're not recording, are you?
No, I don't think so. Hold on.